This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, it's as Stephen Jones joins you now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Looking forward to a big game against the Giants on Sunday and hopefully finish strong.
Yeah, that would be outstanding. How important is it to you to avoid a losing record here?
Oh, I think it's really important. Whether it's us as an organization, ownership, whether it's Shoddy as a first year head coach, whether it's Dak and what he's all about, or the rest of the team and the organization. I think you always like to finish on the positive side of things and. We might not make it to a winning record, but if we could win this game, we'd certainly avoid a losing record.
Stephen, the media guy in me wants you to have the best draft pick, so if you lose the game, that's okay. The guy that used to work for you wants to win this game more than anything. How do you balance that out? I know on your end you want to win the game, but when you start to think about draft position and winning games...
Yeah, I mean, I think we wouldn't be playing our frontline guys if it weren't important. And I know a lot of leagues go through this in terms of, our teams playing to win, or are they playing for draft position? And, I think we've put our money where our mouth is. We're playing our players that are healthy and can go out there and play. And, we want to finish strong. I think momentum's important for a guy like Coach Schottenheimer, who's a first-year coach, and he can point to finishing without a losing record, and sure. two, finish strong. So that's important, and I know it is to our team, and, we certainly understand the ramifications of winning, which is, you drop yourself further back in the draft, but we understand that, and we think it's more important to go out and win the football game.
So Jerry was with KNC, our midday show earlier today, and they were talking about the offseason approach. And Jerry said we can't be timid about it. They're not just subtle little adjustments. So he's looking for bigger moves. How much of a remake do you feel like the team needs to maybe get back in this thing next January?
Well, I think everything is compartmentalized. I think there's parts of our team that played really well, and. We played at a high level. Our offense in particular, I think, played as well as anybody. And certainly our defense was, hadn't done that up to this point, much to the pain and chagrin of, the organization, because, I think we do have some pieces over there that I think are in place that this defense can be a solid part of this football team. And then, the other side of that is there's three phases on the special teams. We have to continue to improve as well. I don't think we played up to par. We've got some great players on the special team side with Brandon Aubrey, and certainly he had an amazing year. And Turpin, I think, is one of the top returners in the game. We didn't get him loose. We hadn't gotten him loose up to this point. So, there's a lot of areas for improvement in this football team. At the same time, there's a lot of pieces in place.
Is it more urgent to get better after missing the playoffs 2 years in a row?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, it all starts there. You got to get in if you're going to, achieve your goals. And, you got to get in the playoffs if you want to win a championship, obviously. And, for us not to get there two times in a row, that hadn't happened often, for us, but certainly disappointing, but also something that drives us to continue to improve, be better, and, get in the tournament, as Coach Parcells used to say. And then obviously you got to have success as well, and that's what we're shooting for. We obviously didn't achieve that this year. We've got a lot of work to do. We accept that. We own that. We take accountability to it, and we'll move forward.
Stephen, I felt like coming out of camp, I felt like you were going to have a pass rush. I really did. Even with, you know, with the Micah trade and all that, I felt like that you were going to have a pass rush. I think I might have got fooled by maybe that your pass rush going against some of your tackles, which you've had a little bit of a struggle with. Is that fair to say, or did how did you guys feel about the pass rush coming out of training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a, you know, it's a full body of work when it comes to whether how you get pressure, whether how you protect your quarterback, all those things are a full body of work. And, you know, you can scheme pass rush. You obviously have to have, you know, top players in there that can beat people when they do get one-on-one challenge, you know, when they get one-on-one or they get, you know, they can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat double teams. All those things are so important. And, you know, they all go hand in hand. So I think it's something that we've got to take a look at starting early Monday morning and you know, see how we want to move forward so that we can put the type of defense on the field that we need to put on the field to complement the offense, play complementary football, do the right things. And, you know, it's Shoddy's first year, and we've got to certainly improve upon this.
Yeah, Steven, do you feel like you have enough draft assets to fill all the holes on the roster, especially defensively,
yeah,
or is free agency?
Like I said, I think there's a lot of pieces in place. I think, you know, the defensive front has some really good players. Obviously, you know, when you start with the interior defensive line, which, you know, we've obviously stressed, you know, we're trading for Kenny Clark, trading for Quinnen Williams, paying Osa. You know, we put a second round pick in Easy, who's going to, I think, really got a lot of upside as we move forward. And certainly you got players like Overshown. We got players like Bland. And I think Rebels, you know, a good building block out there. And, you know, we just got to really see what we have here, how we build on that, what complements that as we move forward in terms of the schemes we want to put in place. And, you know, we got to get an identity on the defensive side of the football. I don't think we ever established, you know, what we were as a defense. We really weren't a team that created turnovers. We didn't get the ball. We gave up a lot of explosives. You know, at times it felt like we were solving for the run. But, you know, we've just got a lot of work to do on that side of the ball. I think everybody knows that. And, you know, we'll go all in. In the meantime, we're trying to beat the Giants.
Yeah, Steven, my question for you is if you did make a change, what you just told us was that you didn't feel like your defense had an identity. If you were to make a change at defensive coordinator, is that something the first thing that you're going to try and convey to your defensive coordinator is we don't have an identity and we need to find an identity?
Well, I think bottom line, I mean, we need an identity on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think we established that this year. And, you know, whether it's Coach Eberflus or whoever it is,
right.
we have to create an identity. We've got to, you know, I think obviously Shoddy, I think everybody would say that Coach Schottenheimer, you know, has a ton of energy. He's very authentic and has an identity. And we've got to play to that in all three phases. I think we did in one phase this year. I don't know that we established that in the other two phases.
What do you guys start with on Monday? Can you give us like a roadmap to the off season, or how do you get this underway?
Oh, we're going to obviously evaluate everything and make decisions what's in our best interest as we move forward and what's going to give us the best chance to get to where we need to be, which is we got to start by winning. You know, everything starts with winning your division. You got to get in the tournament, and then you got to have success, you know, in the playoffs. That's huge. And that'll be our goals. I think, as I said, I think we got a lot of pieces in place. I think, you know, offensively, we were one of the top offenses in the league. And that's with fewer possessions than you normally might think, because we didn't get extra possessions on the defensive side because we didn't get the ball. And now that doesn't mean there's not a lot of places we can improve on the offensive side. I think, you know, we had Shoddy be the first day. We had too many penalties, and we didn't protect the ball well enough. So we can be more disciplined on the offensive side. We have to get an identity and make a difference on the defensive side. We have to make plays on special teams. We got to have complementary football and be good in all three phases, and we didn't get that done this year.
How's the draft lineup for you guys with your needs?
Well, no more. I mean, it's early, to be candid with you. I mean, we're all obviously watching these games the last couple of days, and, you know, usually the best players are on the best teams, and it was interesting watching some of the best players in college football play the last couple of days, and, you know, we're watching you know, in particular, I was watching that Texas Tech-Oregon game because mm-hmm. rooting for the Texas teams. But sure. Oregon's got some big-time defensive linemen and some big defensive players. But, you know, usually there's guys there. And I think it'll work out for us. And hopefully we're going to be able to pick two really good football players to help us be better next year.
You have a nice holiday?
Oh, I did. Thank you. I mean, it's not what you were hoping for in terms of, you know, in terms of where we are as a football team. But, you know, we're blessed. We're all blessed. And certainly great to be a part of the Cowboy organization. And we got the greatest fans in the world and appreciate you guys, too, the coverage you give us. And, you know, we want to be better as an organization. That's our goal.
Well, we love having you and having you give us your thoughts on it. So thanks again for another terrific season here on Fridays with the Nation.
Always appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Stephen Jones with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.